One of the most frustrating things is when a person says one thing but does another. It can drive you insane. So when was the last time that you promised to do something and failed to deliver? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. The combination of over-promising and under-delivering is an all too common occurrence these days. And let's be honest, when you behave that way, it undermines your credibility and is a terrible witness of the work of Jesus in your life. Back in the early days of desktop computing, when we were moving from character-based terminals to the graphical interfaces that we've become accustomed to today, someone came up with the term WYSIWYG, which stands for what you see is what you get. It was a revolution in personal computing, and when you think about it, it's still a pretty good concept today. I love dealing with WYSIWYG people. What you see is what you get. You can rely on them. You can trust them to do what they said they were going to do. In fact, we all like people like that. Am I right? James chapter 5, verse 12. My brothers and sisters, it is very important that you do not use an oath when you make a promise. Don't use the name of heaven, earth, or anything else to prove what you say. When you mean yes, say only yes. When you mean no, say only no. Do this so that you will not be judged guilty. So let's stop all the big promises, the grand schemes, and get back to basics. When you say yes, mean yes, and carry through on the yes, even if it's hard, even if it costs you. And when you say no, mean no, and carry through on the no, even if it's hard, even if it costs you. It's not a bad way to live life. Not bad at all. That's God's word, fresh for you today. The Bible is packed full of wisdom like that, the sort of wisdom through which God means to have a powerful impact in your life. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some more in-depth teaching from God's Word. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.